This is Senator Al Simpson. Certain House Democrat leaders are paying a dear, dear price for their own questionable personal affairs. Once they shrieked sleaze at every poor soul in Reagan's camp. Now who's crying in their suds? Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, some House Democrat leaders are now jumping ship like rats amid tough personal questions. These are tough times for them. We all feel the anguish of people in pain. But isn't it so hypocritical and shallow that these very same people just short months ago were gleefully rigging up the guillotine for Ed Meese, Ronald Reagan, and all their associates? Boy. This is what we get with a solidly entrenched and arrogant majority abusing a minority unable to challenge it. Is the sleaze factor playing a double whammy on you Dems, Ted? Will mistrust and disgust turn the tide and put your pals out to sea? Sounds like the system's finally ironing out its own kinks. Sure long overdue.
Al, that mindless cannibalism won't work on face-off either. One thing honest ethics doesn't mean is the dishonest Newt Gingrich, Joe McCarthy strategy of smearing the whole Democratic majority in the House of Representatives. Did you see what Gingrich did, Al? He even held up a little anonymous list, just like Joe McCarthy. Whatever Jim Wright's problems, he's a speaker who spoke for the country. He spoke out against the Reagan administration's illegal war in Nicaragua. He spoke out against Republican attacks on Social Security. He spoke out for civil rights, for a fair minimum wage, and for all the other issues that make this a better and fairer country. And Tom Foley, the new Speaker of the House, will speak out just as powerfully for those ideas and values. We need ethics reform, which is something honest Al Simpson didn't mention. What's the matter, Al? Afraid reform will cramp the style of your fat cats and put your big contributors out of business? This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on President Bush's Veto of the Minimum Wage. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.